It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome Greg Holden to our station. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Chase the Suns, the new record. You're going to be performing tomorrow night with Ingrid Michaelson and Jukebox the Ghost. I've come to find that you have done a tour or two with Ingrid.
Yeah, and Jukebox the Ghost, too.
And you've got mates in Jukebox, so this is seemingly like a fun.
This is a vacation. It's a summer vacation where you play shows at the end of every day.
You happen to have friends, and you would be playing music if you were just sitting around. So you'll go on a road and play at a place like the Greek Theater. Everybody does it that way. Just, hey, get a few friends together and let's sit on the stage at the Greek. You were working both as a singer, and then you happen to get into the writing songs as a songwriter. I don't want to say on demand or for hire, but you...
Essentially, though, yeah.
But, yeah, and you had to, I guess, adjust. You first came from the UK to New York, and then you also were doing some writing with people in Nashville and in New York. For someone who writes such personal songs, it must be a challenge to get in the mindset, okay, I'm crafting these for someone other than me. How did you get your head around
it? It's a completely different mindset. And I'm kind of in and out of whether or not it's for me or not. You know, I've had some success with it, which is great. But, you know, for me, my goal has never really been to be rich or be, you know, wildly successful. It's just I've always wanted to tell a story within my songs. And when you tune into that kind of pop headspace, you have to kind of sometimes forget about that, you know, or at least the way that I write. And maybe part of the appeal of me working in the pop world was that I am very, my lyrics are very personal, and I think people can connect to them. So that's why, you know, I was in that world for a minute. But for me, yeah, it's my lyrics are very personal, and I am trying to say something with my own voice. So at the moment, I'm concentrating on that, you know.
I've been selling my name for the sake of who knows. I've been trying to explain how it's all gonna go. I don't take my life for granted. I've been waking up tight day after day. Hope is taking its time to go my way. But I don't take my life for granted. I'm gonna hold on tight to what I've been handed. I'll try not to complain about the things I have lost. 'Cause when you have something great, that just means there's a greater loss. So when you look at yourself, tell me, who do you see? Is it the person you've been or the person that you're gonna be? Don't take your love. What you've been handed. Oh, 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 oh. Take your life for granted.
How did you get into the place where people were saying, hey, we think you write good songs, you want to try to...
Well, I signed with a small publishing company a few years ago, and they were like, you should start writing for other people. And I was like, what? You can do that? it wasn't really a concept that I even thought about. And then honestly, I just kind of had the best start with it. I had a song, one of the first songs that I co-wrote for somebody else ended up being a humongous hit here in America.
In Home.
Home for Philip Phillips, Phil yeah. Phillips, right. And that was really the first cut that I ever had. So it was a huge
start.
One. And what happened was I kind of got catapulted into that world, and I wasn't really ready to, in England, they say hang up
you
the
weren't
boots.
A
I wasn't ready to hang up my boots yet.
You weren't a seasoned, guy who you go to and write a song. And,
yeah.
We need a ballad. Give us a ballad.
Yeah, right? Exactly. I was still trying to do my artist thing. And I think for a minute, I forgot that that's what I did because I was, trapped in this world of co-writing for the people. And I think the people within the industry didn't even realize that I was an artist. I would go to these meetings with labels, ready to show my music, and they wouldn't want to hear it. They would want to tell me who I could write for, and
you got anything sort of for like spec lost. Right now?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's not me. It's not what I do. And so I kind of stepped back out of that world and made my album. And now here I am.
My understanding was you thought at one point like, do I really want to keep doing this?
Yeah, I did. Basically, kind of what happened was I had a hit myself in Holland actually with a song called The Lost Boy.
Right.
And I had this, right after the song kind of was at its peak, I had this sold out tour of Holland and Europe, and I traveled around, and I had so little money, and I was borrowing money from my drummer to pay for petrol for the car, and we were using his car, his Ford Focus, to drive to these sold out shows. I was like,
wow.
And it was, it wasn't the dream that I thought it was going to be,
This isn't computing.
Yeah. And then I kind of walked off the tour, and I was in so much debt. I'd lost hundreds and thousands of dollars, and and I was like, how is
supporting
this
a big
possible?
Hit.
Yeah, it was like, right. How is this possible? And again, it's not about the money for me, but you have to pay rent, you have to, pay your musicians. And so I almost did walk away a couple of times, but I don't think I was really going to do it.
I can see my place on a nowhere road where the stars shine bright and the skies hang low. I can watch, I can drink, I will not have to think for tomorrow. I can dream of a time when my worries are gone. I can hope for a day where nothing goes wrong. But the truth of it is we never really let go of wanting. You've gotta give it away. You don't need it, just give it away. What's the point of it? Just give it away. It is not worth the headache. I can talk all day about the way that I've changed. I can send my money to a third world place, but it don't mean a thing if my intentions are not getting purer. We can preach all we like of the things we have read, but at the end of the day, it's just a quote in our head. No, we won't ever know how it's all gonna go. Will we really know? You've gotta give it away. You don't need it, just give it away. What's the point of it? Just give it away. It's not worth the headache. Oh, 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 oh. give it away. You don't need it, just give it away. What's the point of it? Just give it away. It is not worth the headache. Just give it away. You don't need it, just give it away. What's the point of it? Just give it away. It is not worth the headache.
Mentioned once in an interview the holy trio of Dylan, Springsteen, and Petty.
Yeah.
But then you also said that another songwriter, perhaps when you were in that period of, you know, writing for others, you admired how Sia,
yeah,
was able to write for others and still maintain her own identity. Talk to us about A, the holy trio, and then B, how Sia just...
I mean, how could you not like the holy trio? You know?
That's the holy trio.
I love songs that, you know, they're about... It's a social commentary song, you know, songs that kind of make people think and they're thought-provoking. I've always been inspired by those sort of songs, and I try to aspire to do that myself. Whether I'm doing that or not is up to the listener, but, you know, that's kind of what I've always tried to write about. So I'm heavily inspired by those guys. But yeah, Sia, she's just... She is an amazing artist, an amazing singer, but is writing such incredible songs for other people. But they, you know, they mean something. A lot of them are very emotional, very beautiful songs. So I really admire that. And I hope to kind of find a balance.
Across the board.
I think people still want to hear meaningful lyrics. You know, amidst all the, you know, awful pop lyrics that are out there, there are some beautiful pop songs, well written.
Right.
Beautiful pop songs with amazing lyrics that inspire a lot of people. So I hope to find a balance between what I'm doing now, my artist career, and, you know, slowly get back into that pop world so I can, you know, try and write great pop songs.
I was at the Village Recorders with Jeff Greenberg, our good friend that runs it, and one of the publicists from Warner's. And Jeff said, "Is it okay if we play this song for Sky while he's here? It's such an gorgeous and important song." And they played me your earlier acoustic version of Boys on the Street, and I was blown away, and we came back and started playing it.
That's amazing. I mean, that was probably weeks into me writing that song, because I wrote that song right before I made Chase the Sun. It was the last song I wrote, and it was a couple of days before I started recording the album, so it kind of been...
So was that like a... You know, back to that. Was that like a demo that Warner's had heard and was, you know, aware of?
No, because I actually made my album before I signed to Warner Brothers. I made it independently.
When I was younger, my daddy told me I would never amount to nothing special. He come at me from every angle. He'd say, "You're the last thing I wanted, the last thing I need. How am I gonna answer when my friends tell me my son was kissing boys in the street? My son was kissing boys in the street." He tried to change me, say I'm embarrassing my country. How could I do this to my family? Do I wanna grow up being lonely? He'd say, "We've worked for our money, we've put you in school, is this how you repay us? Do you think this is cool, my son? Stop kissing boys in the street. My son, stop kissing boys in the street. My daddy's heart's a little warmer, but he still won't hug me like my brother, and he still won't kiss me like my mother. He'd say, you were part of this family, I made you myself, but the way that you act isn't good for your health, my son. Stop kissing boys in the street. My son. Stop kissing boys in the street. Finally realized I'm not lying. We sit in silence, but we're smiling, because for once we are not fighting. He'd say, there was no way of knowing, 'cause all I was taught is men only love women. But now I'm not sure, my son. Keep kissing boys in the street. My son. Keep kissing boys in the street. When I am gone. Keep kissing boys in the street.
Tomorrow night, it's at the Greek. Mm-hmm. Ingrid Michaelson and Jukebox the Ghost, your pals.
Yep.
You know, you're very just going to be your pals having a good time.
Yep.
Chase the Sun is the album, and you're finding success with Hold On Tight, and it's becoming what I guess you would have hoped it would become here in the States.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, as we say, taking off.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, I've never been signed to a major before. It was kind of always my intention to remain independent, but I quickly realized that if I wanted to achieve what I wanted to achieve in my career and my life, it's very unrealistic to be able to do that without the help of a label, you know. So I made the album independently so I could make the album that I wanted to make without the influence of anybody else, and then, you know, found a home for it.
Well, you certainly have found a home for your music here. Thanks for coming out today, Greg Holden. Man, how time flies. It seemed like just yesterday I was running out here with this song saying, you people need to hear it. And here you are again playing it for us firsthand. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And continued success. Greg Holden live on 88.5 KCSN.